Geno's shoppers will not have to pay for the plastic bags they get at the store. By a margin of more than 2-1, voters yesterday rejected Proposition 5, which would have levied a 15-cent tax on plastic grocery bags at certain retailers. Organizers of the Citizens Initiative described it as a way to encourage people to bring reusable shopping bags and pointed to pollution caused by plastics. Opponents argued the fee unfairly targeted larger stores, those with annual average gross sales of $15 million or more in the last 5 years, and most of the tax would be passed on to customers. Though it failed, the proposed tax raised awareness of the problem of plastic pollution, according to Assemblymember-elect Jesse Keel.
And I think there's a chance to work with some of the stores here in town, and hopefully to try and change some of the culture, so that perhaps we can encourage people more to use reusable bags, and to just cut down on the amount of plastic trash that we're generating.
Assemblymember Merrill Sanford was not surprised the plastic bag tax failed, but he says the conversation should continue because the public needs to be educated on the issue.
I know that you won't get everybody that way, and it'll take a longer time, but I think that's the way to do it instead of making more regulations or more laws.
It was no problem to convince Juneau voters to approve the 3% sales tax extension. Proposition 2 passed on a vote of over 4,200 votes to 1,700 votes. The sales tax funds essential services, police, fire, ambulance services, street maintenance, and snow removal, as well as road and sidewalk improvements, sewer and water, and youth activities. Some of it is also saved in the budget reserve as a rainy day fund for emergencies. The 3% tax would have expired in July of next year. Now it will be collected until the middle of 2017. The year before it is set to expire, the city will put the extension on the ballot again. CBG sales taxes are made up of a permanent 1% tax, a temporary 1%, and the temporary 3% sales tax. A controversial proposal to allow CBJ officials to opt out of state financial reporting requirements also resoundingly failed by a vote of at least a margin of 2-1. Under Proposition 1, Juneau Assembly, School Board, and Planning Commission members, as well as the city manager, would disclose their income to the city instead of the Alaska Public Offices Commission. State law requires municipal officials annually report all sources of income over $1,000, all gifts over $250, capital gains, real property, loans, contracts, and leases. Disclosure also applies to each official spouse, domestic partner, or dependent children. But the state allows municipalities and boroughs to opt out as long as they craft a local financial reporting law and voters approve of it. More than 116 communities across the state have already done that. But Juneau Assembly members could not convince Juneau voters to allow it. Randy Wanamaker, who ran unopposed for the District 2 Assembly seat, says he's not surprised. This is what he heard from voters while campaigning.
It was clear to me that the public believed in the APOC process and thought that the city step might be a weakening of disclosure.
Wanamaker has served 9 years on the Assembly and filled out the forms every year. But a number of Assembly members, including Mayor Bruce Botello, believe the more rigorous regulations may have a chilling effect on potential candidates for city offices. It's a complicated issue, and Botello says he expected a decisive defeat.
I'm disappointed because of my concern about losing good people who might otherwise run for office. But I think that's just the price one pays for requirements we have in place. People put a premium on disclosure and making sure that there are no conflicts of interest, and that's what I think this vote reflects.
Under the proposed CBJ ordinance, officials would not have to report the amount and source of income over $1,000. After 3 terms on the Assembly, outgoing Assembly member Merrill Sanford says he's had no trouble with the state requirements, but also believes they deter good candidates.
For me, it's not a big thing because I don't have a bunch of money and I've lived here all my life. But for a businessman, I would think that it would be a real pain in the rear end to do that every single year and disclose all those accounts that you have over $1,000. That bothers me that we may be disenfranchising people who may want to run to not run.
The Alaska Municipal League supported Juneau's effort to opt out of the state disclosure law. AML says more individuals would run for local office or serve on boards, especially in small rural Alaska communities. Only 25% of Juneau's registered voters cast ballots in yesterday's municipal election. They elected three assembly and two school board members and clearly rejected two controversial measures. Of the three assembly seats, one result was never in doubt. One was in the bag almost as soon as the results were counted, and the third is still up in the air. With all the precincts reporting, Carlton Smith unofficially leads Lauren Jones by a slim margin, 2,282 votes to 2,229 for an area-wide seat. Jenny Del Rosario is a distant third with 761 votes, but with nearly 1,400 absentee and question ballots to be counted on Friday, either Smith or Jones could come out on top. Smith expressed confidence that the final tally would go his way.
Just gratified that this has been a clean campaign. It's about Juneau's future. It's about being optimistic. We've got a team going forward, and I'm going to be a productive part of it.
Jones says he'll wait until all the ballots are counted before conceding the race. He says he knew it would be close going into Election Day.
As it went on and as Carlton and I and Jenny did the various forums, I could tell it was pretty close all the way around. And Juneau always has at least one close race, and I'm sorry it's mine, but it is.
City Clerk Lori Sika says there are 1,020 absentee ballots and about 370 question ballots.
So we'll be reviewing those Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then we'll cast those through the machine on Friday afternoon for unofficial results. And then on Tuesday next week, we'll be certifying the election.
Even with those outstanding ballots, the race for Assembly District 1 appears to have gone to Jesse Keel, who unofficially finished with over 3,500 votes, more than twice the number of his opponent Brad Flitch, who had just over 1,600 votes. A first-time candidate, Keel won every precinct.
I did not expect as strong a showing as I made, and so that was humbling and heartening.
Keel says he's anxious to get to work on the assembly and if humanely possible, would serve on every committee. But with a number of big projects on the horizon and a looming budget deficit, he says he'll consult with other assembly members to see where he can best fit in. Joining Keel on the assembly will be Randy Wanamaker, who's no stranger to city politics. He previously served three consecutive terms on the assembly, which is the limit. He sat out a year, as required by city law, before deciding to run again this fall. Wanamaker was unopposed for a District 2 assembly seat, and he received just over 3,500 votes. In other election news, the Juneau voters continue to be a strong supporter of education and youth activities, passing two school bond propositions on yesterday's municipal election ballot. And Juneau School Board President Sally Sadler was the only candidate to appear on the ballot for two open seats. She says there are still plenty of ongoing issues to tackle, and she's happy to come back to take them on.
None of this happens quickly, and I think if there's anything, it's having the fortitude and the patience and the persistence to keep at it.
Besides Sadler, voters cast over 1,200 write-in votes for school board. Former member Sean O'Brien registered as a write-in candidate after nobody else filed to run for the second open seat. City Clerk Lori Sika says that guarantees that O'Brien will win the seat because he was the only one who submitted papers to become a declared write-in candidate.